From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Russian leader Putin, says the U.S., but Russia does not agree. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Moscow next week for what the U.S. State Department says will be talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on two of the most vexing crises in U.S.-Russian relations, Syria's civil war and Ukraine's ongoing stability. The State Department said Friday Kerry will travel to Moscow after attending a high-level meeting with European and Arab foreign ministers on December 14th in Paris. Kerry will see Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the next day in the Russian capital. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins says both the U.S. and Russia have launched aerial bombing runs in Syria, but with a major difference.
Russia and the United States have both launched military campaigns over Syria, but they're not exactly on the same page when it comes to the targets. So these are some of the issues that Kerry hopes to address with his Russian counterpart during this trip.
Although U.S. officials announced the meeting, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said a decision about whether the Russian leader would meet Kerry could wait until after his talks with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The discussions come amid severely strained ties between the Cold War foes, but there are also some signs of some possible improvement. The first Canadian military plane carrying 163 Syrian refugees arrived late Thursday in Toronto, where they were greeted by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other top government officials. Trudeau said that Canada is showing the world how to open our hearts and welcome people fleeing extraordinarily difficult situations in search of a better life. This is VOA News. Negotiators from more than 190 countries face at least one more long night outside Paris as they try to reach a climate deal. The talks in France have already run past their Friday deadline for an agreement. However, French officials are hoping to finalize the deal by Saturday. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told reporters on Friday that negotiations were nearing the end of the road and that he was optimistic for an agreement. Fabius spoke alongside United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described the talks as extremely difficult.
This is not the moment of talking about national perspectives. Good global solution will help good local solution.
Climate change activists intensified their pressure for an ambitious agreement, pouring yellow paint around the roundabout at the Arc de Triomphe. They also brandished red fabric at Le Bourget outside Paris, where the talks are taking place, symbolizing the importance of compromise. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A bombing and gunfire struck a diplomatic area of Kabul Friday night, killing at least two people, according to police, and injuring several others. Emergency officials said the attack took place around 6 p.m. local time in the Afghan capital's Sherpur neighborhood. Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. A spokesman for the Taliban, Zabihullah Mujahid, told VOA a guest house was attacked because it was being used for military activities and intelligence sharing. The insurgent claims could not be verified. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry spokesman, Sadiq Siddiqui, tweeted that a car bomb appeared to be the source of the explosion. Heavy gunfire followed the explosion, and a reporter near the scene said police reported at least three attackers were involved. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital Friday were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. Colonel Gaspard Baratuza said in a statement that 21 attackers were captured along with some arms and explosives. He said five soldiers were wounded. However, army soldiers speaking on condition of anonymity said at least three soldiers were killed. Gunfire and explosions were heard around Bujumbura after the unidentified gunman attacked at least two military sites around 4 a.m. local time. Presidential advisor, media advisor, Willy Niyamatwe, wrote on Twitter that the strikes were a diversion by the attackers to try to free prisoners at the military camps. He later wrote the situation in the capital was returning to normal and the government did not declare a state of emergency.
That's the latest world news from VOA.